Torah Niv Nava. Oimeres Lebnoise Shlaim Shem Yud Beis Gimel Chol Tzad. Lefi Shemedames Amalchus Yisrael Shehi Metropolitan Kairagam Kain Lalomes Bnoise Shlaim. So this is the Goyen is saying as follows over here.
Rabbi, what's the Pasuk Shad in the Pasuk? Because we didn't do the Pasuk, Pasuk Hey.
Right, okay. So basically, Rashi learns it. Shcher nivanov noisur shalayim. This beloved one is telling the noisur shalayim, you should know that I am very attractive. She's turning to noisur shalayim. Noisur shalayim are the others, the outsiders, and she's telling them shcher nivanov. Where Rashi learns shcher means I am not nice. I'm black. And Vinova, you know, but I'm still really, really attractive. So Rashi learns is that it means I've been devastated by all the things that happened to me and around me, and that's why I look so, you know, so tzikrach and not so good. But really, I'm very, very beautiful inside, and so on. That's sort of the flow of the pasuk, the way. The way Rashi brings it. The Goyen learns all of it as a compliment. And what's happening is the first few psukim, she's expressing the love for Shlomo and so on. And and now this girl is turning to Benos Yerushalayim. So Benos Yerushalayim are the others, the outsiders, the Ummah Sa'olam, that's what Benos Yerushalayim is. So he says there are 12 Yud Beis Benos Yerushalayim, Gimel Chol Tzad, Lefi Shemidames Amalchus Yerushalayim, Shehi Metropolitan, Kairi Gamke Lalomis Benos Yerushalayim. Now this is something which is a sort of description of many of the things that are relevant to etc. A metropolitan is an interesting phenomenon. I mean, metropolitan is an ancient word. It's Greek. It's used by the Romans. The idea is there's a core city, and that's the atzmius of the city, and then there are those who surround it and are around it. They are mitzdarif to some degree to it. So just like a New Yorker is anybody that lives anywhere, you know, within commuting distance, and that's the greater New York metropolitan, New York greater metropolitan area. There's a musig in kedusha of a greater metropolitan area, which means that in every side that you go outwards, there is Umos, and so on. Let me bring in a little bit. The Maral says in their mitzvah that it says and Chazal Darshan is connected to Dalet Golias. Toihu is Bavel, Boyu is Paras, Yavon, and Roy. So the Maral explains that on a flat surface, any point that you have has four directions for leaving that point. There's four directions for getting further from that point, and conversely, four directions for coming into the point. So he says his sort of the Kasha Maral deals with is, how did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create in Briyas Olam four bad malchias? Why would four evil malchias be, you know, in Bracious itself? That's the question he's sort of posing. His answer is, when Chazal said he created Toyo Voya Chachos Home, that these are the four malchias, what he means to say is the potential for four directions from which to be misrachik from HaKadosh Baruch Hu existed automatically within that framework. So it's not the four malchias be'etzem, It's the four chisronos, tzadei chisarin, to get away from the malchus. That's what he says. So the four directions all have a personality. Mizrach Meirev, Tzafen Darim. I mean, as far as we're concerned, it's kind of arbitrary. It's just four directions. It's obvious, and each one has in itself a qualities that express themselves, and each one of the Malchias expressed a different sad of how to be misrachic from the Emtza. Now, the flip side is true, that each Malchus then has each Malchus, if the arrow is pointing away from the center, they're leaving the center. If the arrow is pointing to the center, they all are coming to that Nakuda from a different side. So the outside is this, all of Shershim has three main characters. It has the king, it has the girl, Shulamis, and it has the B'noiser Shalayim, who are kohos, outside kohos, that are trying to interfere between the Ava that's being woven between the people, between the Melech and this girl. So those kohos take up four different spats, four different, and each one has three inside it. That I'll speak later about a bit. But Akoponim, that's the musig of the four and so on. Okay, now he explains Shcheira v'nava. Al derash Aram Chazal, Shcheira ni b'mara. I am black in my appearance, which is negative. V'nava ni b'chituch evarim, but my tzura of my body is nice. There are two qualities describing the eifiv of a person. Yifasmare hu agavin, hu zach, tzach ve'odei. The yifasmare is the color, the shade, and so on. Yifastoa hu achitoch evarim, kimidosen, loshen uve mechuga yitahareyu. Mechuyatareyu means HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a compass cuts out the tzura. It's a pasuk that speaks about the Bria Solom. That is the difference. V'zeshom ashchera ni b'mara v'nova ni b'chit chevorim shevorim noyim b'midasim. Let's discuss this point over here in two ways. First of all, shchera means when a person sees something, the first thing that strikes his mind is the color. It's black, it's yellow, it's white. It's only the second glance that he appraises its size, shape, and so on. So the first look at Klal Yisrael is negative. Klal Yisrael are really not great. They're terribly black. It's only the second glance that you see the chituch evarim, that they're noyim, and so on. And I want to add another knesh. I know if he, I mean, this, what I said until now is exactly what he means. That's what we're talking about. A mashal, by the way, for this, I want to give you a very fascinating mashal. They have this thing now, this, it's not an optical illusion, but it's a psychological effect. You tell a person, I have 10 boxes here. They're all labeled. The ones that say blue, I want here. The ones that say yellow, I want here. And the ones that say green, I want there. Now, you will write on each one a color, but you will mix up the color you're writing with. The blue you're going to write with yellow, the yellow you're going to write with green, the green with blue, and that's how you're going to do it. People will make many mistakes, even though they can read very well, because the eye first sees the color. So when I say put all those that say green in the right-hand side, I grab all those that have green labels. the fact that one of them says blue and the color green, it there's a big gap, there's a big lapse between my eyes seeing it instantly and me reading those words. So the outside color comes first and hits you in the eye, and the inner tsura of devarim, that comes second. I want to add another point. I don't know if the Goyen is talking about it here, but I think it's definitely emes, and it fits well. When we talk about the different, the beauty of having a well-proportioned evarim, a nice evarim, chituch evarim, the key word in a person who has a nice build is proportion. In other words, a nose is not nice, neither short nor long. A nose is nice when it fits the person. When I say something is a big nose, it means in proportion to the person. All of the different sizes that we talk about that go into a model of a Yafas Toar, the key word is proportion. That they all are appropriately proportioned. Now, the Klal Yisrael's, all the Umos have a specific midah, and they are mitzvahim at that midah. So France, for instance, is into beauty, and they're very, very good at beauty. The problem with France as a nation is that their whole world is beauty and nothing about anything else. So the ugliness of France is that the sense of beauty, the chshivas of beauty, is out of proportion to an entire metzias. That makes for a very, very not nice tzura. Klal Yisrael is, we will see later, they're called mezuga, they're proportioned. They incorporate in themselves, theoretically or in the koach, all the different kohos of the umos in appropriate proportion. So we're over Hashem with our seichel, with our regish, with our yoifi, with everything else about us put into proportion. So the yafei toar is it really reflects exactly that nekuda. And the Maral says when he speaks about the Hashem and the Leimalach and the Leisarof, he explains the difference between Malachim and people. And he says Malachim are by far more powerful and important in everything, but only in one midah. So whichever midah the Malach specializes in, he's way beyond where a human being could be. But he's only that midah. He's not kolel all the midos, and therefore he's not even in the running to be a tzura, a tzalem alakim. Only Adam has the mizug of the koiches that are required to produce a tzura of the key word in the tzura is the same amount of lines and dots will create a picture, form an image, if they are appropriately apportioned out. If they're not apportioned out, you don't get a tsura. The word tsura, the key to the word tsura is that the proportion between different lines and dots and squiggles stays good. So Klal Yisrael is miyuchot to being yifas Torah. Even though the shcheir is still yifas Torah. Okay, I'm going to have to...
What? Is this within? I understand the concept of what he's saying, but within this pasuk, so how the Gaon is saying that
the Gaon is telling, even though we, and this is similar to Rashi, even though we look pretty wretched, as somebody looks at a Jew, he says yucks, but a deeper look inside sees that our pnimius tikatsura, just like Lamashal, let's give an example. If I go to buy a house, so dilapidated, cockroaches, and so on, I say, yucks, not worth a penny. A person who's a maven looks, what is the foundation like? what is the basic structure? And if basic structure is sound and solid, we call everything else cosmetic. And faket, that's a bargain. You know, it takes a few dollars to have a paint job, get rid of the cockroaches, and have a marvelous house. So the difference between what something's mahusis versus what's cosmetic is that is Klausel today is cosmetically not terribly attractive. You know, we've suffered, but we have what it takes to create an extremely beautiful person, which is all the meat is kolul in the right amount. Okay, I'm sorry, I have to go. It's just been crazy. The time-wise is not good. You know, it's just so I was able to get this time, Baruch Hashem. I thought I'd have mincha a little earlier, but also biyadi. So
okay, so, I have a separate question. Is there another time that it's better for me to call Rabbi?
Let's shoot. You know, I'll give you my phone number here. The phone is not great, but try that. I'm going now to Amichamayev. I have to go to my sister-in-law. Hopefully at some point, then I'm going to say Hesked. You know what? Try, maybe tomorrow would be better. Take my phone number. Take my phone. You have my phone?
Okay,
take my Israeli number.
Okay, so I'm going to take it down with...
It's 058, or you don't. You do 011-972-58.
Okay.
649.
Okay.
1489.
And these are all in succession. Is there any pauses that have to be?
No. You do 011-972-58. It's the same like my American number. I have like a permanent number. It costs $10 a month and I have it. Mm-hmm.
It's 011-972-586-491-489.
Yeah. Okay. So tomorrow you can try around this time. It should be okay. Around 4 o'clock, that would probably work. And then I'm leaving late Sunday night, like 1 o'clock at night, I'm leaving here. So you could try later also a bit. It just depends always with
right.
List things. I'm not my own balabas so much here.
Okay. Is Rabbi going to be back for next week, Monday night, or yeah, we'll just
talk? No. I'm leaving. I'll be back in Washington by Sunday, Mitzvah Hashem. So Mitzvah Hashem should be okay.
Okay, excellent. All right.
Okay, very good. I'll say it'll happen a little bit, okay, at least. Okay, yeah, take care.
Thank you so much. Bye.